Before voting for it, House Speaker David Ralston acknowledged the bill had some issues.
Although not perfect, this measure does, for the first time, put some limitations on spending by registered lobbyists on public officials.
William Perry of the government watchdog group Common Cause Georgia said one of the most glaring loopholes is that once a year, lobbyists can spend unlimited amounts on food and drink on legislative committees and local delegations.
In a lot of cases around the state, a local delegation is only two people. So as long as you invite two people, you can spend unlimited wining, dining.
In addition, there's still no gift cap for traveling expenses for lawmakers and their families and staff when traveling for quote-unquote educational meetings. However, those meetings will only be allowed in the U.S., a provision inserted to stop trips like the highly publicized $17,000 one Speaker Ralston took to Europe a few years ago. Those are just two of the loopholes. There are more. But Perry says the bill is a step in the right direction. And more important, he says the culture has changed.
We got a little change to the law, but we didn't get the big step that we want. But we've changed behavior, so we at least take a step in the right direction. It has become frowned upon to accept and to give lobbyist gifts.
To help enforce that new culture, the bill reinstates rulemaking authority to the State Ethics Commission. Now the commission will be able to make regulations on various spending and campaign issues as it sees fit. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.